I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And by Carbonite.com. Let me tell you a little bit about Carbonite. What Carbonite does is it backs up your files, videos, music, whatever you have, your Word documents in that important presentation, or in my case, all the video and MP3 files I produce for this show to Carbonite servers. They're secure, they're safe, and I don't have to worry about it. Let's say my hard drive, dies, or I have a fire, God forbid, or anything like that happens, I don't have to worry about it. I am up and running. As soon as I get a new computer, download it, I'm ready to go. So Carbonite.com is great. You guys can sign up for Carbonite and get a 15-day free trial to try it out. If you guys like it, you will actually be able to get in a bonus month at the end. It only costs $54.95 a year, and that's for peace of mind. To sign up, go to otrwesterns.com/backup. Take you directly to Carbonite, try it out. Again, it's a 15-day free trial. If you like it after that 15 days, sign up for $54.95 a year, and you'll end up getting a month free. It's definitely glad to have them as a sponsor, only because I use it on a day-to-day basis. I have over 300 gigs backed up. That's right, 300 gigs. There is no limit. If it's your local hard drive, you're able to back it up. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/backup to try your 15-day free trial. Okay, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, October 13th, 1953, and the title is Red Demon. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Red Demon. Because fire was a very real hazard in towns composed of wooden buildings in the Old West, volunteer firefighting companies were organized as a matter of course. And sometimes unscrupulous men capitalized on all this. Such a man was Dane Dunphy, who, as our story opens, is standing with a Confederate on the main street of the prosperous cattle and mining town of Dover City, watching a crew of men haul a cumbersome hand-pumper fire engine along the street.
Come on, you hombres! Get your backs into it! What do you think you got there, wheelbarrow?
Hoskins thinks he's quite some shake since he broke off from Casey's fire company and organized a company of his own.
You, Simpson! You there!
Sure does, Dunphy. But how'd Hoskins happen to break off with Casey?
Because they're both hot-headed. Hoskins begun to advise Casey on how to fight the fires, and Casey told him to shut up. I helped it along by soft soaping Hoskins and telling him he ought to start his own company.
You told him, huh?
Sure. Why shouldn't I, man?
I guess I know, Dunphy. You're in the business of selling bricks. And the more of these wooden houses that burn down, the more bricks you sell to the people who want to rebuild with bricks.
And a lot more houses are going to burn flat, too. Houses of people that can afford to buy bricks. Which reminds me, Manning, we better have another fire along about dark tonight.
Whose house, Dunphy?
Let's take Jim Drake's house at the north end of town. Jim makes good money in the store, and he don't get home till long after dark.
I'll touch off the fire.
Good, good. I'll call around an old Casey and tell him about this new pumper the other company just got from Frisco, if he don't already know it. Before I get through, I'll have him fit to be tied.
Cisco, Pancho want a duck for a pet.
Si.
And Cisco promised Pancho a duck for a pet.
Si, si.
So when Pancho get the duck?
Pancho, listen to me. I intend to keep my promise to you as soon as I can. Now be patient.
Pancho try to be patient, but Pancho want the duck.
Yeah, it's getting late in the afternoon. Suppose we ride into this town and have some supper at the cafe.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Cisco. And the next best thing Pancho want to the duck is some supper.
Come on, boys. Faster!
What that, Cisco? What the signores do?
Pancho, they are running with that firefighting pumper. I would say they are practicing on that mesa.
Pancho, think they practice too close to drop off.
Si, so they are. They are not more careful.
Hey, look out, boys! Where in front of you going? Check out!
There goes that pumper right over the edge.
And they hold on to it, Cisco.
Si, but they will need help. It's heavy. Help me, Abacana.
Go, 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 it's heavy. Go now, go, go, go.
Hold them.
Ho, 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 ho.
Bring your rope. I'll bring mine.
Easy, go.
May we help you, senor?
I sure need it, stranger. He blasted much.
She's slipping, Hoskins. She's slipping.
Hang on for just one moment more, senores. Pancho, rope that right wheel, the rear one. I will rope the left one.
Hurry up, stranger. The boys can't hold her much longer.
Si, senor. There.
Pancho, rope the other wheel, Chico.
Bueno, Pancho. All right, now all together, senores. Pull. One more, and I think we will have it. Come on. Bueno.
It's heavy, Chico.
Si, pull that bumper back well from the edge, senores.
There. That's good, boys. Guess maybe that was my fault. Didn't realize you were so close to the edge. Sure am much obliged, stranger. My name's Hoskins. Shake.
Gladly, Señor Hoskins. I am the Cisco Kid.
What?
And this is mi compañero Pancho.
When is he, señor?
Well, by thunder, Cisco. Mighty proud to meet you. Never expected to meet you, though. What can we do for helping us out?
Oh, not a thing, Senor Hoskins. Pancho and I were glad to help you.
Si, glad, senor. But Pancho like a duck.
You'd like what?
Pancho.
Si, a duck for a pet. Senor asked what he do for us, Cisco, and Pancho tell him, no?
Well, now it happens. I got some ducks to home, Pancho.
Huh?
And you can take your pick of them.
Oh, gracias, senor, gracias.
And boy, what you say we make Cisco and Pancho honorary members of the Dover City Fire Company B.
Well, gracias, senores, gracias. Pancho and I will be glad to accept.
Oh, it's a big day, Cisco. Cisco and Pancho in the fire company, and Pancho get his duck, no?
Howdy, Captain Casey.
Good day to you, Dunphy.
You heard the news?
And what news might you be meaning, me lad? Is it about the new pumper?
Well, I wasn't thinking of the new pumper as much as I was of the Cisco Kid.
Oh, what about him?
He's here in town.
And why shouldn't he be? Sure, the town is not private, lad.
Yeah, but he's gone and hooked up with Hoskins Company, Captain. That's bad. This here Cisco Kid's a troublemaker. Also, don't forget this, Captain. Just the fact that Cisco is now a member of that company is going to give Hoskins Company a mighty big name. Let's think that over, Captain, and I'll be going along now.
You're not thinking it over, me lad, and thank you for telling me.
What'd the old man say, Dunphy?
He didn't say much, but he sure looked riled up. He'll tell all his boys about it, and the next time they meet up with Company B, there'll be fireworks. Getting dark now, Manning. Half an hour. Set that fire.
He's a good dog, Cisco. And Poncho happy now, Cisco. Poncho got the pet.
See, you even have a little collar and a lead rope for that dog. I hope you are satisfied now.
See, see. Poncho glad Cisco let Poncho bring the Petito into the cafe. Look at the little dog, Cisco. He likes Poncho.
She likes you, Poncho, not he.
He, she. And duck all the same to Poncho. Poncho think of a good name for the dog, Cisco.
What name?
Senor Petito.
Senor Petito?
Uh-huh.
But, Chico, that name is not right to call a duck, senor.
Poncho not care. Poncho like the name. Hola, Senor Petito. Hola, Senor Petito. Senor Petito know his name, Cisco.
Very well, Poncho. Call the duck anything you want to.
Fire! Fire! Turn off, you hombres! Fire in the north end of town!
We go to the fire, Cisco?
We must go, Poncho, now that we are members of Company B.
But Poncho, not you in trouble yet, Cisco.
No, fire's too that way for food to be eaten. Come!
Turn off, you hombres!
Go after combat! Please, Cisco, Poncho takes Senor Petito.
That duck will be in the way, Poncho.
Poncho got no place to live, Senor Petito. Poor little Senor Petito, he want to go too.
Oh, very well, bring the duck, but come on.
Here come a pumpkin car, Cisco.
Hey.
Faster, boy, faster. We've got to be chasing.
Pancho and I will give you a hand, senores. Pancho.
And Pancho gives you one hand, senores. Other hand for Senor Petito.
That's the stuff, Cisco. We'll beat the daylight.
We can go faster than this, senores. Come on. Come on, faster.
Oh, there, boy. Here comes
Casey's
company.
Ah, without a beat, without a beat. Not to me. Them Poncho, I'd like to run too fast.
Poncho, that fire has a good start. We will have to work hard to stop it.
Poncho, work hard, Cisco, with one hand.
Poncho, put down that duck or let someone hold it.
See, Cisco, here comes the sheriff, Cisco. And Poncho, ask him.
Come on, boy, get busy, get busy.
Say, you sheriff.
What do you want?
Here, you hold Senor Petito.
What the blue, please? What do I want to hold this duck for? Take your blasted duck.
Hurry up there, man. Hurry up there.
Poncho, here comes another company, Pat. Uh-huh. There's going to be trouble. They're coming right at us.
Smash right through them, Pat Casey.
Don't let
him
loose that
pumper! Grab
it! Madre mia, both companies are fighting.
Not put out the fire, Cisco. Put out each other, no?
Senores, the house is burning down. You must fight later.
Hey, cut out that fighting. Now, Hoskins, Casey, you make them quit or I'll run the lot of you in.
Sheriff, take that hose. I will work this up.
All right.
And Pancho, help with one hand.
No, you don't, Cisco. That's the Cisco kid, boys. Grab him.
Santo, what is the matter with you, hombres?
Call off your men.
Don't I do nothing of the sort, Hoskins. My company's fighting this fire, not yours.
I think when someone's house is burning, if I must fight, I will. But somebody get busy on that pump, quick.
I'm talking busy, Cisco.
No, you don't.
Nice job setting that fire, Manning. Drake's house burned flat.
Sure did, yeah.
And tomorrow I'll sell Drake a carload of bricks to rebuild his house with.
Well, don't forget my commission.
You'll get your money as soon as I sell them bricks. Now, wait a minute. I want to go in there and see the old man.
All right.
Too bad, Captain Casey. They got right in our way.
Sure, and I hate to see the house burn down, Duffy. That makes three of an hour we had trouble with the Hoskins boys.
But did you see who started that fight tonight, Captain?
Who?
Cisco. He took a swing at me and the fight was on. I tell you, Captain, you better do something about that, hombre.
Would you be thinking I'd better tell the sheriff, lad?
The sheriff, no. No, he don't carry as much weight as you do. And if I was you, I'd ride out to Cisco's camp tonight and tell him to get out of this county.
Well,
Come on, Captain, I'll ride out with you. We'll get rid of Cisco in a hurry.
The favors, lad, I'm with you. Old or not, I can still strike a mighty blow. Come.
Go to sleep, Senor Petito. Go to sleep, little duck.
Aren't you, after talking with the sheriff, I believe someone is setting those fires in the town.
See, Cisco. And close your eyes, little dog.
I also believe someone is making trouble between those two companies.
Hey, Santo, here comes somebody to wake up Senor Patito.
Pancho, stop worrying about that dog.
But Pancho like the little dog.
Cisco. Cisco, my name's Cassie, and I'm Captain of Fire Company A.
Tell him what's what, Captain.
Buenas noches, Señor Capitán.
Buenas noches, Señor Capitán.
Cisco, you're a troublemaker and bad cess to the likes of you. You'll get out of this county.
Now, let us sit down, Señor Capitán, and talk the matter over. You look like a reasonable man.
Don't let him blunder you, Captain.
Cisco, sure, and you'll either get out or you'll fight.
I have no wish to fight with you, Señor.
Are you going to get out?
Suppose I come to your office tomorrow, Señor Capitán. I would like to talk about these fires with you. We might find a solution.
Well...
Don't fall for it, Captain.
Huh? No. No, my lad, I won't. Now, put up your hands.
But I'm not going to fight with you.
Then I'll fight with you. Just like this, I'm going to...
The old Señor Capitán swings so hard he falls down, Cisco.
See, and I'm afraid he hit his head on that rock. He's unconscious.
All right, I'll take care of him, Cisco. I'll get him back to town.
You are the hombre who started that fight tonight and let others do the fighting. I think perhaps I had better ride to town with you.
Well, I can take care of him, Cisco. Here, just help me get him tied onto his horse.
Very well. But I'm going to find out about these fires, hombre. And tomorrow I will find out more about you. Much more.
But tomorrow, Cisco is going to be unpleasantly surprised. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Red Demon. While passing through the town of Dover City, Cisco and Pancho became innocently involved in a row between two companies of firefighters while a burning house, completely ignored, was destroyed. Later, old Captain Casey of Company A came to the camp of our friends, took a swing at Cisco, missed and fell, striking his head on a rock. Now, early the following morning...
Who is it?
It's me, Sheriff. Dunphy.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you want at this hour, Dunphy?
Captain Casey got killed last night.
Captain Casey killed?
That's right. Cisco got him, Sheriff.
Well, come in. I want to hear more about this. You mean Cisco gunned him down?
Nope, not that. Cisco hit him with his fist and knocked him down.
Well, that don't sound like him, hit an old man like Casey.
Well, he did. I saw it out to his camp. Captain Casey went out to ask Cisco if he'd join his company while he's around here. And the big maverick just up and let the captain have it. Captain Casey hit his head in a rock. Later on, he died while I was bringing him in.
How was you doing with him, Dunphy?
Well, he asked me to ride out with him. I couldn't very well say no, could I, being a member of his company?
Hey, Thunder, this is bad. I'll get dressed right away and go out to Cisco's camp. Is he still there?
I don't know, probably. But keep me out of this as much as you can, Sheriff. I'm in business here in town, and trouble like this don't help my business.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Come look at Pancho and Senor Patito, Cisco. Senor Patito swim in the water while Pancho hold on to the lead rope.
I'm getting ready to ride into the town, Pancho. You better get ready, too.
Oh, a little more, Cisco. Pancho and Senor Patito have fun.
Oh, enough, Pancho. Come on, we must go.
Oh, Cisco. Someone comes, Cisco.
Oh, I see. It's the sheriff. What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Cisco, I got to ask you to come with me.
What for?
For the murder of old Captain Casey.
What are you talking about, Sheriff? This is the first I even knew he was murdered.
Wasn't he out here last night?
Si.
And you hit him and knocked him down.
Senor, I did nothing of the kind.
What is, Cisco? What is, huh?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Pancho. Sheriff, who told you I hit the Capitan?
Well, that don't make any difference.
Makes a difference to me, Sheriff, and I want to know.
Dane Dunphy told me.
Dunphy, see. I heard that name during last night's fire. And he rode out here with Capitan Casey. Just who is this Dunphy hombre, Sheriff? What does he do?
Well, he sells bricks. But we're getting away from the point.
Perhaps we're getting away from the point, Sheriff. Tell me more about him.
Now, look. You're coming to jail with me, Cisco. We understand? And this six gun's backing me up. Get your hands in the air.
Very well, Senor Sheriff, but I warn you, I'm not going with you.
I'll take them guns.
Senor Sheriff, want to see the little dog? Here.
No, blast it off. Get that stuff out of my face.
Gracias, Pancho. I will take that gun, Sheriff.
Let go of me.
There. Now, the shoe is on the other foot, Sheriff. Pancho, take the sheriff's gun belt and his other gun.
See, Cisco, with one hand.
I'll get you sooner or later, Cisco.
All I have to say to that sheriff is that Dumpy hombre lied to you. Why, I do not know. But I'm going to find out. Pancho, take the ammunition out of those guns. And take the gun belt.
See, Cisco.
We will leave your guns and belt around the first bend of the trail, Sheriff. Just in case you might have some loose cartridges in your pocket. Come, Pancho, let us get out of here.
Apes. Manning.
What? Oh, Dunphy. What's the matter? Are you sick?
Nope. I've been laying low all day here in the house. Been some knocks at the door, but I didn't answer them. Come on in.
All right.
What's the news around town today?
Not much. Sheriff's out in the hills with a posse looking for the Cisco Kid.
Good. And I guess my story went over all right.
What story? Didn't Cisco actually kill Casey?
I'll let it go at that.
I take it he didn't.
The main thing is, Manning, old Casey's dead. Now, look, tonight you set fire to Hoskins' house, see?
We ought to take it easy for a while on some of these fires, Dunphy. Somebody will be getting suspicious.
I know what I'm doing.
All right, then. But where's my money? You've owed me $500 now for a month.
You'll get it. You'll get it tomorrow.
Now, that's what you keep saying.
I told you I was here in the house all day. I'll guarantee you'll get your money tomorrow. Now, listen. Here's what we'll do.
Now that it is dark, Pancho, we can go into the town and look for that Dunphy hombre.
Si, Cisco.
Pancho, can you not keep that duck quiet? People can hear the quack of a duck a long way.
Si, Cisco. Quieto, señor Petito, quieto. He's mine, Pancho, Cisco. That quack not so loud, no?
If anything, it was louder.
Huh?
However, we... Santo, who the hell?
What, Cisco, what?
Look, another house is on fire. Ooh. This time at the south end of the town.
Fire just got started, Cisco.
See? Pancho, ride to the street and call out fire. I'm going to ride to that house as fast as possible.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, ride up, Lobo. Pancho tells you fire! Fire! Pancho tells you fire!
Up, Diablo!
Now this fire's going good. I better get out of here.
Not so fast, hombre. I want to have a look at you.
Well, you won't. I'll gun you down.
Your aim is very poor, but I will give you no time to shoot again. Now we will see. Grab the gun.
Easy, Cisco.
Oh, you know me, but I do not know you. At least until I get a look at you. Well, who are you?
Never mind.
What were you doing running from that house?
I said never mind.
Never mind, eh? Well, I will mind, hombre.
I can tell you fire!
Pancho, come over here.
Hold up.
Tie this hombre up with your rope. And take him over by those trees and guard him until I come for him.
Yes, Cisco, with one hand.
Great jumping Moses. Get my own house abandoned. Get that pumper working, boy. Watch out for Casey's boy.
Senor Hoskins.
Yeah.
Get that pump working. And tell your men not to fight with the men of the other company.
Well, here comes the other company now.
Come in. Bring your fire engine over this way. Bring that engine over here. We will have no fighting tonight.
That's my house, boys. Give us a hand, will you? Well, there goes the water.
Mother Mia, over there, someone is trying to chop that hose in two. Oh, is that Dunphy over here? Put down that axe, you coyote.
I'll put this axe into your skull, Cisco.
Not while I can swing this fist, you will not.
Get him, Cisco. Get the stump.
That is what I'm trying to do, senor. And that is what I'm going to do.
You buzzard.
Look out.
He's getting away.
Not if I can help it. And I think I can. We cannot waste too much time with you because we have a fire to fight.
Good work, Cisco.
There you are,
Cisco. Now I got you.
You had better take that Dunphy over first, Sheriff.
Yeah, he was trying to cut our holes with an axe, Sheriff.
Dunphy was? Well, by thunder, I guess I better take him in. But I'm taking you too, Cisco.
See, Sheriff, after the fire is out, not before. Come on, you hombres. Work faster. Hey. Bring up that hose. Company A, get your hose line working. Come on, faster.
Now, what in thunder can you do with a man like that, Hoskins? He plumb turned his back on the muzzle of this gun. All right, boys. The fire's out. You did a good job. Now that we're back here in the firehouse, Cisco's got something to say. Well, let's all sit down here. Sure. All right, go ahead, Cisco.
Well, I have very little to say, amigos, except about the murder of Capitan Casey. A few moments ago, the doctor told the sheriff and me that Capitan Casey died from a second blow on the head delivered by the butt of a gun. The imprints of the gun butt checked were those of Dunphy's gun. And the Manning hombre confessed that he set those fires. Now I believe all you men should work together under one fire, Capitan, instead of two. That is only common sense in a town of this size.
Cisco's right, boys. How about Hoskins as your captain?
All those in favor of Hoskins as captain, put up the right hand.
Well, that seems to settle that, Señor Sheriff.
Yeah, but let's make it unanimous, boys. Now, come on, everybody. Hey, that's the stuff.
It's good, Cisco, it's good.
Congratulations, Capitan Hoskins.
Thanks to you, Cisco. Let's all of us sign a roll call here. And if nobody minds, I'd like to have Cisco and Pancho sign it first as honorary members. You first, Cisco. Here's a pen.
Gracias.
Now you, Pancho.
But, Senor Pancho, not...
Make your mark, Pancho. I will write your name after it.
Si, Cisco. But Pancho needs two hands for that. He, Sheriff, take the little duck.
No, get that confounded duck out of here.
Oh, but the little duck, she lied you, Sheriff.
Well, all right. I'll hold him.
Hey, what's this? That blasted critter laid an egg in my lap. Yeah.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho worried, Cisco.
You are worried, Pancho?
Si.
But what are you worried about, amigo?
Pancho worried about Señor Petito.
Oh, madre mia, that duck again.
What did Pancho ever do, Cisco, if Señor Petito get lost?
Pancho, that duck is not lost. He's sitting right there in front of you on your saddle.
Pancho know that, Cisco. But if, Cisco, what Pancho do if the little duck get lost?
Oh, you could put a notice in the paper, Pancho, saying the duck is lost and you want it back.
Yeah, but no. That not do any good, Cisco.
Well, how do you know it would not?
Because Señor Petito not can read.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. You look for me on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. Until the next show, have a great day, and thanks for listening.